Pentagon spokesman Brian Whitman says the new detainee, Mohammed Rahim, was transferred from CIA custody this week. Whitman describes Rahim as a high-value detainee.
He is a close associate of Osama bin Laden and had close ties to al-Qaeda organizations throughout the Middle East. He helped prepare Tora Bora as a hideout for Osama bin Laden, and he assisted al-Qaeda's exodus from the area in late 2001.
Whitman says Rahim was one of bin Laden's most trusted facilitators and procurement specialists, and charges he was involved in numerous al-Qaeda operations.
He had knowledge of or was involved in al-Qaeda attacks planned against coalition forces in Afghanistan. At the time of his capture, he was providing support to anti-coalition militias and groups allied with al-Qaeda. Prior to 2002, Rahim procured chemicals designated for an al-Qaeda plot to target U.S. forces in Afghanistan, and he worked with al-Qaeda paramilitary commanders to recruit individuals that had access to U.S. military facilities.
Whitman says Rahim is an Afghan who has been a member of al-Qaeda since the mid-1990s and worked with several of the group's key leaders. The spokesman would not provide details about Rahim's capture, where he was held before this week, or whether he has provided any information to interrogators. The South Asian news agency ANI reported in August of last year that Rahim had been captured in the Pakistani city of Lahore. A memo from CIA Director Michael Hayden to agency employees Friday, obtained by VOA and other news agencies, also said Rahim was captured last summer and added that he had been involved in plots against U.S. and Afghan targets since the 1980s. Pentagon spokesman Brian Whitman says Rahim is the 16th high-value detainee at Guantanamo. The last to arrive was Abdelhadi al-Iraqi, who was transferred there last April. He is one of the men Rahim is accused of working with. Whitman says Rahim will have a hearing at Guantanamo to formally determine his status, as all detainees do. Human rights groups have criticized the process, but the U.S. government hopes to begin holding military tribunals for some of the 280 Guantanamo detainees this year. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.